Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we're in Luke chapter 17, and we're going to begin here at verse 1. Then he said to the disciples, "It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come." At the close of the previous chapter, Jesus told the account of Lazarus and the rich man. One point of that account was that eternity is for real, and no one from the world beyond will come back to help us. Considering this, we must understand how important it is to treat other people rightly. The rich man treated Lazarus terribly. You can see that in verses 19 through 22 of Luke chapter 16. And he suffered for that offense for all eternity. With this in mind, Jesus spoke to his disciples about offenses. In this context, it's safe to suppose that Jesus meant real offenses, ways that people genuinely harm each other, in more than the superficial ways that some people seem to take offense today. This is real harm against another person. The New Testament word used here for offenses is scandalon, and it comes from the word for a bent stick, a stick that springs the trap or sets the bait. It was also used for a stumbling block, something that people trip over. In the Bible, sometimes a scandalon is good that is received wrongly, such as the way that people trip, so to speak, over Jesus and are offended at the gospel. You can find references to that in Romans chapter 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and Galatians chapter 5. But among brothers and sisters in Jesus, a scandalon is bad. It can be false counsel, that's in Matthew chapter 16, verse 23, or it can be leading a brother to sin by your so-called liberty, that's in Romans chapter 14, verse 13. Divisions and false teaching bring a scandalon among God's people, that's in Romans chapter 16, verse 17. Taking the idea of offenses in a serious and not a superficial way, Jesus said that it is impossible that no offenses should come. It is inevitable that people will hurt, offend, and harm one another. This has always been true. Yet when someone genuinely harms another person, God cares and will hold that one to account. So in saying here in Luke 17:1, "Woe to him through whom they do come," Jesus essentially said, people are going to take the bait, but woe to you if you offer the hook. People are going to trip up, but woe to you if you set the stumbling block in their way. 1 John chapter 2, verse 10 explains the solution to being a scandalon to others, and that is love. This is the verse. "He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him." If we love our brother, we will not bring an offense into their life. This is a lesson that the church learned the hard way in the centuries when many Christians felt it was their duty to help God and curse the Jewish race for their rejection of the Messiah. I believe that the curse came back on the church worse than ever. Friends, here is a principle to live by. If someone seems ripe for the judgment or discipline of God, let God do it. Get out of the way. God doesn't need you as an instrument of his judgment, only as an instrument of his love.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.